The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, from open plan offices to the open skies, this week Ryanair's Eddie Wilson called for travel restrictions to be lifted by the end of May. For a look at the global picture in aviation, we're joined by Donal Slattery of aviation leasing company Avalon. Donal, you're very welcome. I suppose, first of all, you would have a very broad perspective on the return to international travel. What is the global outlook now? Vaccines are rolling out, but is it really improving?
Good morning, Richard. Yeah, so look, we have a global perspective for sure. We have almost 150 airline clients around the world in just over 60 countries. And what we're seeing definitively is a significant step up in airline activity. And leading the way is almost a unique club, which is China and the United States, where traffic levels in China, believe it or not, are now 120% of the 2019 levels.
That's internal China flights, Donal, is it? And the same for the US. It's internal travel within those countries.
It's internal travel, yeah. And I think all of the stats at the moment are focused on domestic markets. International travel, for all intents and purposes, is still moribund. But the major aviation markets of the world have recovered quite significantly in the last two quarters.
The situation in Europe, the EU, is very different, isn't it?
Yeah, the situation in Europe is far more challenged in terms of, you know, travel across the European continent. But, you know, looking to the future with a realistic perspective, the general consensus now is that we will reach herd immunity through vaccination by September. And I know that doesn't sound great for people who are keen on getting summer holidays in, but that is a major positive. And, you know, given the pace of vaccine rollout here in Ireland, and I think saw a statistic this morning that we hit 2 million doses as of yesterday, the outlook from my perspective is the most positive it's been now for almost 16 months.
But if you look at airlines themselves, let's say particularly in Europe, Aer Lingus, for example, very close to home, in talks with the government about getting some additional state loans or financial supports, threats of possible job losses there. Ryanair have made it clear how they feel about what should happen in the EU and opening up EU travel. There is this possibility of a green passport or a permit system operating in the EU. Do you think that will happen in time for airlines to have a bit of a summer this summer? And do you think Ireland will jump on board that at the beginning, or will we have our own caveats?
Yeah, I think there will be a green passport. I don't honestly believe that the EU will be driven by the need for summer holidays, to be honest with you. So I think it will be slower than what people anticipate. My gut is that the green passport is probably, you know, end of Q3, so, you know, September type timeframe. Some commentators are talking about July, but my sense is it'll be slower than anticipated. And the airlines are going to continue to suffer here in Europe, Aer Lingus, British Airways, et cetera, and across the continental Europe. IATA right now, globally, is forecasting a cash burn of almost $95 billion for airlines globally. So this is going to be a horrible year for airlines. But our view from a 2021 perspective, it's a bit like 2020 in reverse. If you go back to 2020, January, February, March were pretty good. It was effectively a pre-COVID scenario. And since then, it's been a write-off. As we look into this year, I think September onwards, we'll be back to a more normal scenario.
But if airlines lose $95 billion or euro globally, they have to get that money back. They have to have a business model that can claw some of that back in the future when things get up and running. So does that mean higher airfares?
You know, there's a big debate in the industry about this. Airfares in general, for the last 30 years, have gone down year on year. Airline yields as a consequence of competition, efficiency, and just the market size growing. So more people flying, but at a lower margin. If you look at the business models of the airlines, it would seem to me that airfares will need to go up for a period of time so that these airlines can generate the type of cash flow they will need to pay back or deleverage all of this debt that they've borrowed either from governments or the capital markets or their own investors over the last 18 months. However, I don't think that's sustainable. And the reason is you're going to see a raft of new airline startups globally. We're tracking right now almost 100 new airline startups throughout the world. And these are airlines coming in with no legacy balance sheets, no legacy problems, and will redefine the competitive landscape for the next 10 years. And, you know, if you go back 10 years ago or even 20 years ago, you know, some of the major airlines of the world, low-cost airlines, didn't exist. And that's what's going to happen this time. And therefore, there'll be more airline failures and more consolidation, you know, over the next 3 to 5 years.
Just looking at the more immediate COVID situation again, the vaccine rollout programs are happening and progressing. But there is a big fear about variants and the Indian variant in particular and cases that are showing up in Britain. How worrying do you think that is as a setback on the timeline?
Yeah, I think variants are going to be a feature indefinitely. Okay, and I think we'll be dealing with the reality of variants for some time. And I think that's just going to be a fact. We are the largest aircraft lessor in India today, so we're very close to the reality on the ground. I would describe the Indian situation as dire, and you know, people around the world need to ensure that we support the Indian government as best we can in whatever way. But yes, I would be worried about a continued theme of variants. But as we get to more and more herd mentality, and the speed at which the pharma companies are turning around updated vaccines, et cetera, I think over time we will ultimately crush this virus.
But also, Donald, when you look at the future ahead, post-COVID, one of the things that all of this has raised is the ongoing debate about climate change, about aviation fuel, about the environment. And I read recently that Airbus, the aircraft manufacturer, are putting a lot of stock in the development of a hydrogen plane. At the same time, it feels as if we're still years away from having something like a commercial plane that would operate on a sustainable fuel.
Yeah, so sometimes when you're in the eye of the storm, as we are now, it's difficult to think about, you know, what's happening 10, 20 years. But to be perfectly honest with you, I want Avalon, and indeed Ireland, to be at the forefront of thinking around the emissions story for aviation. And, you know, it's been a headline, you know, airline emissions. Our percentage of global emissions is still less than 3%, but it's still 3%. So hydrogen-powered aircraft will be a feature of the future. In my personal opinion, I think the commercialization of that is still 20 years away. What is in front of us right now, Richard, and people don't really realize this, is that we could reduce emissions by 70 or 80% by adopting what's called sustainable aviation fuel. And for those listening that are not experts, that's basically we can create fuel out of waste cooking oil, certain oil crops, and general domestic and industrial waste, and turn it into a jet fuel alternative. It exists today. It's being used today, but it's a tiny, tiny percentage of the world's use in airlines.
There are knock-on effects with those oil crops, though, aren't there?
Yeah, I'm sure there will be, but I think on a relative basis, in terms of reducing emissions in general, the benefits will far outweigh any issues with the oil crops. Okay. And I think Ireland can take a leading role by setting up policies on a global basis. This will need to be a major public-private initiative to build the refineries to produce this sustainable aviation fuel. Okay. And you know, countries like Norway and Sweden today have already mandated that airlines must have a minimum amount of sustainable aviation fuel mixed with the kerosene to be able to allow to operate in Norway and France.
Okay.
Excuse me, Norway and Sweden.
I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time. Donald Slattery, Chief Executive of Aviation Leasing Group Avalon, thank you very much for joining us on the program.